Guys, welcome to the podcast, man. It's a disagree or not. But first and foremost, today we're going to talk about the New York Giants. And my question to you guys, are the New York Giants smoking dick? Reports have came out that the New York Giants aren't looking at drafting Dwayne Haskins. And then the fact they're looking at drafting Daniel Jones out of Duke. Now, see, I don't know if that's trying to disencourage other teams from drafting Dwayne Haskins before them. Like, say, the San Francisco 49ers or somebody moving up early. But it's very weird to me how it seems like you wouldn't want to draft Dwayne Haskins, but you would rather go with Daniel Jones. Now, see, I'm not going to get on here and I'm not going to bash anybody and discredit him, because at the end of the day, Daniel Jones played for a top university in the country and he was a quarterback for them. So he's obviously has some talent, but his talent level isn't on Dwayne Haskins' talent level. And I feel like year in and year out, the bullshit happens like this, where the black quarterback gets the shit into the stick and some no-name white quarterback comes out of nowhere to come to the towards the top of the draft. I mean, like Lamar Jackson, for instance. No reason he was supposed to go where he went in last year's draft. Now, I'm happy for Lamar, but let's be honest. Lamar did more with his three-star recruits than Josh Rosen did with his four and five-star recruits in UCLA. Now, for you guys that don't know, Louisville isn't a top destination for recruits. So, pretty much what Lamar Jackson was putting up with from his teammates, lack of talent, it's really amazing, because not many quarterbacks could do anything like that. And if you did watch college football last year, you were able to see just how bad Louisville was when Lamar Jackson wasn't there. They were getting blown out left and right. And that just goes to show you Lamar Jackson shouldn't have got the shit in the stick last year's draft. And it looks like Mel Kiper is going to do it again. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say that they're not good at their job, because, I mean, I guess somebody likes them, but they've been getting it wrong a lot of these for the past few years. I don't know what's going on, or maybe he's doing it backwards, and instead of getting the black quarterbacks on sorry teams, he's actually, by pushing them down in draft, he's getting them on better teams, and they're actually having better careers than these white quarterbacks that's coming out. So I mean, I don't know if he's doing it that way, and that's his way of getting justice for some of the racism that goes on in the NFL executive positions as far as the quarterback goes and how these executives want to draft their quarterback, if that's his way of tricking them into going for the black quarterback and actually have to go with the black quarterback. But, yeah, man, there's no reason why Daniel Jones should be going to New York Giants. Whether that's the 6th or 17th pick. I personally believe the Giants need to draft Dwayne Haskins with the 6th pick. And then go get DK Metcalf out of Ole Miss. But that's just me personal with the 17th pick. That's me personally, and that's what I feel like. That'll really rejuvenate the roster and have a young core, young star quarterback, young star running back, a young star wide receiver, pretty much like Dallas. Even if Dwayne Haskins isn't a top star, as long as he can do what Dak is doing, then you'll pretty much be solid. If he can do what Dak is doing. And I believe he can do what Dak is doing and more. Now, on the backside, I know a lot of people think the Cleveland trade was trash, but I'm here to say Jabril Peppers is a dog. I'm not talking about his fraternity. He's a real dog. He can play. He was part of the change that the Browns had last year. He was part of that defensive backfield. He was part of that change. So I just don't see Daniel Jones having that approach to where Daniel Jones doesn't seem to have that swagger that would match New York. Now, like I said, I'm not trying to discredit the man because he can obviously play. He's competing on a Division I level in one of the top conferences in the country. So he has to have talent. But is it Dwayne Haskins' talent? Let me know what you guys thought. At me on Twitter. And let me know what y'all think.